And talking about things that you have in a room, that thing right there is called the...
This?
Yeah.
It's a chair, and it's homemade.
Uh-huh.
There was an old man Wilson years ago that made the chairs, and they're known as the Wilson chairs.
Oh, really?
So this is a stout, good chair, and it was made back when I first married. I guess it's about 60-some years old. And my husband taken three, and my daddy taken three. And when my daddy died and we disposed of the things there, I happened to be the one to get all three of the other Wilson chairs. So I have a set of Wilson chairs that I've had now since about 44.
What about that chair, the rocking chair there?
Well,
is that?
That's an old chair that my youngest sister bought. And when she got married, she gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
So I've had it that long. And this is an old antique, but my oldest daughter got from one of her neighbors and brought it to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And what about this thing that say, three or four people could sit on?
A couch.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Well, some people call it lounge, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I thought. Couch and lounge and... And sofa.
Mm-hmm. Is all of these words, do they mean the same thing to you? Do you picture the same thing?
Yeah. Yes, I know. When it spoke of, I know what it is.
Mm-hmm. There,
but I usually say on the couch.
Yeah.
But this couch, my son bought this couch about 30 years ago.
Have you had the...
Yeah, we had it covered. I had it covered back in about 68. But it still sits good, don't it?
Yeah. What about things that you might have in a bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Well, I have an old-timey, what I call, clothes press.
What's that like?
It's... Can you see that dark there?
Yeah. Does it have
two doors?
Two doors.
And my husband made it. And I don't know if it's facing up. It will be facing. It can be facing up. But
uh-huh.
My husband made it. And I have used it to fold up the things that I don't. I have a stand that I hang my dresses on. But
a stand?
It's the things that I put away. And then it's got three shelves. One shelf I put sheets and bedspreads,
mm-hmm.
and another one I put quilt tops and blankets and things like that stored away in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't have any chest of drawers, but I have a chest of drawers. I put, you know, hose and panties and slips and things in that
mm-hmm.
dispose of that. But I'm not lucky to have but just one built-in closet in the house. These new model houses, they have a lot of closets. And you, just in every room, they have a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that privilege of having them closets to hang things in and put things
mm-hmm.
away.
This chest of drawers now, is that the same thing as... Can you think of a more old-fashioned... Things similar to that, maybe called by a different name though?
Wardrobe and